All righty. This is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship out of St. Augustine, Florida. My name is Van, V-A-N, Patterson, 239-707-4903. Give me a call if you want to come on and share and live the more than abundant life. I've been, you know, looking for the more than abundant life for a long time. I heard about it. You know, it says the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy, meaning the adversary, as you can see from the world, just in general. And then it says, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Well, I was born again, but I didn't have joy. And as soon as I ceased from my own works and realized that I could do nothing of myself, and then started doing a lot of other principles, great things started happening. One of the greatest things that happened to me was I got delivered, and I was able to have joy. Now, in the career that I have, and that I worked in, you needed to steel yourself, for the things that you saw. It was in the fire. I'm still in the fire service, still working, but, the things that you saw, you needed to kind of steel yourself. Which reminds me of the teachings I listened to today. I listened to, Mr. Sandoval. I listened to Preet. I think it was Preet. I listened to Becca. I listened to, Lawrence's teaching. I listened to Kim's teaching. I listened to Mary Ann's teaching. I love saying Mary Ann. That's really great. So I had no idea that her name was, Mary Ann, because I always knew her as just Mary Wade, not Mary Ann. So it's Mary Ann, because I love Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island. Anyway, I love all you guys, but Mary Ann, I love the name. It's so great. Anyway, and all y'all sharings were absolutely spectacular. So this is it'll probably bleed into it. Maybe not. I'm just going to let God work within me to will and do his good pleasure. I'm so excited about life. I don't think I've ever been this excited ever. And there's all kind of stuff swirling around me, circumstantial wise. And Preet was talking about a leather purse. I love how she's talking about a leather purse that got wet and God took care of it. And also I've noticed that, and Becca today, now this is your 15th, when you did your 15th, you were really calm. Really measured. It was a fantastic teaching, Becca. Great teaching. Oh, by the way, and Jack, 7 minutes. Man, I love that teaching that you did. Absolutely, or sharing. I need to hear more from you. It blessed my heart big time. So, you know, and I'm thankful for all of you. Kim's, obviously, she was talking about, how they got blessed. God steps in. It's like the podcast that currently graceloveandtruth.com. If anybody was listening to this, Grace Love and, which I know they are, graceloveandtruth.com has podcast also. There's so much word of God on this fellowship or gathering, whatever you want to call it. It's just absolutely amazing. So they have a bunch of podcasts that are out there that you can listen to. And, there's sharings from people like, Keely, Becca, Frank, I'm trying to think who else did one. Mary Ann did one. So that's four. I forget there's another one. Amber did one, I think. And I think that's it so far. I'm not sure, but go to graceloveandtruth.com and you can find that. And there's teaching after teaching after teaching. I went on there and God showed me to go to find a teaching, and it was back in January of 2017. So the word of God, you're talking, I don't know how many years that is, 9 years. You're talking, it doesn't matter because again, look at the God's word we're reading. Okay. It's, I don't know what the timeline is, but I know it was written 2,500 years. After it was done, the first five books. So I'm not really sure of the timeline, but I can tell you that God's word is unsearchable. I mean, I mean, you could keep digging and digging and digging. You dig yourself all the way to China. We have a saying over here. You're going to dig yourself to China. Keep digging the hole to China. And you will not exhaust the word of God. Now we, by the grace of God, have been given through the completed work of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. And I forget which God showed one of you guys. I think it was Lawrence, setting your jaw like a flint. It was one of the teachings that came out today. And that's done by your free will. So you have to do it by your free will. And that's how God works with us, by our free will. And because Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, set his jaw like a flint, which is prophesied in the Old Testament, doesn't mean he was going to do it. The Savior was going to do it, because Christ could have, because remember in the garden, he went to the garden, and he said, hey, take this cup from me three times. You know, he could have easily said, hey, I'm out of here. I know that's what I would have said. Knowing a little bit what was coming, you know. So our Father is such a good Father. And then I heard of all the blessings, that all the different things that are going on in everybody's life and how they're getting answers to prayers. And then make the vision plain. And so I'm getting ready to follow that instruction. Because today it was said, if you want to do this, you follow this instruction. And so I'm following the instruction. I've placed myself under the man of God that is here. And you can look back in scripture and you can see how our heavenly Father, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the maker of the universe, he's made the earth for man, for us. And we're to have dominion, just like they did in Genesis originally before it was given away. Now we have dominion over everything except for death. That's the last enemy that will be destroyed. We actually have it over that. Everything's completed. We're just dragging around these dead bodies. So our Father has, through the free will decision of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, has made us completely, completely complete. Now it's our job to walk into that. And so, there's so many things happening testimony wise with me, and I'll just give you the one that I'm going to read some, a little bit of scripture here. The connection. I've been connecting every single day I connect. Now, I don't know what it does for the man of God hearing my voice and my connect and what I'm saying, but I don't really, it's not that I don't care. It's that the connection for me is encouragement. It's to keep moving forward. It's to build me up. And I also get doctrine and reproof, and I get, you know, but it's done tenderly and lovingly, you know, however God shows the man of God to do it, you know. And I mean, if it was me, I would say, hey, Van, get your head out of your rear end. Grow up, Van. That's what I would say. But that wasn't said to me. It was said in a different way, a way that would get to me the way my Father knew that it would get to me, that it would get to my heart, so that I would grow up, so that I would move forward, that I wouldn't stay stuck, you know, in thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and let that run my life, as opposed to my Father's will and my Father's comforter that he's given me. Because Christ, remember, he said, hey, I have to leave. They wanted him to stay. I have to leave so the comforter can come. And that comforter is the Spirit of God. So he left, and the Spirit of God came in Acts chapter 2:1. They manifested the power of God, speaking in tongues, along with all the other manifestations that we have of it, discerning the spirits, faith, miracles, prophecy. All those, I'd go through them, but you know, I'd have to go find them all. But it doesn't matter. I'm discerning the spirits. I'm operating every single one of them. You know, and I'm letting God work within me to will and do of his good pleasure, not my good pleasure. And so I rest in the completeness of my Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Okay. So, and I can only encourage you guys. Connect as much as you can. I'm connecting every day. The man of God is there for a reason. And again, you can look back in the scripture And you can see it all the way through. God always provided someone for, didn't make them any better than anybody else, but he provided someone there that was, that people could go to, whether it was a high priest or whether it was the Levites or whatever it was. They were there for a reason, to get counsel. They had elders at the gate and things like that. We currently have it the way we have it. God has provided it this way. And so I just encourage you guys to connect. And I would say probably for me anyway, the two most important things current, well, there's actually, I can't put them in order. Speaking in tongues, connecting, and honoring God. Praying for laborers. At first when I got here, I'm not praying for laborers. I need to pray for myself. Pray for laborers. Well, now I'm learning to be a laborer. Okay. So now laborers are coming to me. Okay. And they are coming to me, and I see them around me. Okay. They're going to make themselves known. So I'm in the middle of just some amazing growth, and I'm not going to slow that growth down by unconnecting. I'm going to continue to connect, and I'm connecting every day, unless obviously if I do it with love and I do it out of respect. If I know that the man of God is like on a holiday with a wife or something like that, then and he says, no, call me. But no, I want to be respectful. And unless it's like something that I really need to connect, I'm going to hold back on that. But I'm not saying for you guys to. I'm just saying that's what I'm doing right now. But trust me, if I do need to connect, I'm going to connect. Whether he's on holiday, whether he's on the moon, or whether he's on Mars, I'm connected. Okay, because that's why God has put him there. And see, this is the kind of joy that I didn't have before I got with GraceLoveAndTruth.com. I would go to fellowship, and nothing against fellowship. You know, everybody knows, you know, or even a church. If somebody's here listening to church, how much joy, where's your joy? How much joy do you have? You know, I want to see, I am seeing signs, miracles, and wonders. You know, I am seeing those. I'm seeing them in my life. I'm seeing them in other people's lives. I'm seeing them all around. All these circumstances and situations are they're presenting themselves, and they're designed like Preet said, or was it Preet or somebody said, it's a scarecrow, you know, it's a roaring lion, you know, it's designed to have you in fear. So we're to walk in love, you know, not out of fear. And he says, choose you this day, life or death. So it's love or fear, life or death. And the power in our confessions is huge. And someone was also saying, I forget who it was. I think it was Becca. It could have been Kim. I'm not sure. It could have been all y'all. And, you know, you confess, but then out of my mouth, out of my mouth, I'm saying the opposite of what I just got done praying for. Or I'm confessing the opposite of what I got done praying for. Well, no longer. I'm sticking to, and I'm following the direction of the man of God. And that's why the growth in my life has taken off like a rocket. You know, I make Elon Musk rocket look like a little toy, because I'm absolutely on fire for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and my Heavenly Father. Because had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Christ Jesus. So we've got a short amount of time here. Okay. It's just a vapor, it says. So I'm going to take every single advantage I can to fellowship and to learn more about my Heavenly Father and to grow and to you beautiful believers, hugging you and kissing you and seeing you is such a blessing. You know, now at Myrtle Beach, I didn't look like I was blessed because I wasn't. But I got what I needed from three ladies that were there, Sakina, Bambi, and Marianne. I got exactly what I needed to hear. And I sat there and listened. And then I took it in, still wasn't happy. I wasn't happy with what they said from God, because every single one of them didn't know the circumstance, didn't know the situation. But what they shared touch my heart enough to propel me to where I'm at now. And then the connect started. Every single day connect. So I'm just going to go over, I'm not going to have enough time because I always go too much time because I've noticed you guys are doing short sharings, and I'm going to do the same thing. And then I'm looking at a scripture that, how appropriate. Proverbs 17:27. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. And I'm actually, believe it or not, I know I go long on here, but I'm actually practicing that out in the world here. So Psalm 105, and I'm not going to do the whole thing, but I'm going to do where it says, I'll start at verse 1. It says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." Verse 2, "Sing unto him, sing praises unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works." Speaking of that, on Kim's teaching, she had the grateful song, which is wonderful, and she's blasted it. She's playing it. She's got her windows down. She's like a rapper over there in England. You know, I don't, they probably have some, they got noise laws over here. They probably, she'll probably end up in getting in trouble, but she doesn't care. She's ripping it. You know, I'm grateful. She knows all the words. And if you don't have the song yet, ask her for it. She's rejoicing, holy name. It's wondrous. Glory ye all in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Seek his face. Father, show me you. Make yourself known to me. I know you, but make yourself more known to me. I desire to be humble and meek to you, to have a deeper understanding and a deeper relationship with you. One, like when we were in South Carolina and, Bambi was walking down the beach. She goes, "I'm not going to fellowship until I find shark's teeth. God, I'm not going. I'm not going to the sharing." Well, she finds a fantastic shark tooth. Okay. God provided it for her and said, "Get your little rear end up to fellowship." You know, so, I mean, I'm not sure he didn't say that, but that's me adding a little joy into it, you know. But so, and then verse five, "Remember his marvelous works that he have done, his wonders, his judgments of his mouth." Think about all the things that he's done for us in your own personal lives. Verse 6, "O you seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen." Verse 7, we can say this of ourselves. Verse 7, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He have remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commandeth to 1,000 generations. Verse 10, and confirm the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Verse 9, which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. They were just like us. We are just passing through. We're not of this world. We're seated in the heavenlies. I heard that on the fellowship too. I mean, I know it's in the Word of God, but this is people sharing, like I am, from the mouth of God. And they're sharing this. Go listen to those teachings. GraceLoveAndTruth.com. Saying unto thee, verse 13, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Nobody did them wrong. Nobody. Okay. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed. That's us. We're the anointed ones now. We're God in Christ in van on earth. Had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Christ Jesus. He didn't know. And Christ Jesus, I don't even know if he knew, but our Heavenly Father knew. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came, the word of the, I think I know what it says, but I'm going to read it directly from God's word. Lord, there we go, from our Heavenly Father, tried him. Verse 20, the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of all his house. Remember Joseph? He saved the whole world from famine by doing that, having the wisdom of God and stacking everything up for 7 years. And ruler of all his substance, 22, to bind his princes at his pleasure, to teach his senators wisdom, 23, Israel came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark. They rebelled not against his word. He turned their water into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in their chambers of their kings. Verse 31, he spake, and there came divers sorts of flies and lice in all their coast. Can you imagine living in this and not saying, okay, uncle, I surrender. You know, I'll go with whatever you're doing. Whichever God you got, I'll ride with him. Okay, the land, 32, he gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees and brake their trees of their coasts. He spake and the locusts came and caterpillars, and they certainly had enough to eat with all the flies and lice laying around all the other fruit and stuff, and without number. And did eat up all their herbs of their land and devour the fruit of the ground. He smote, 36, he smote all the firstborn in their land and the chief of all their strength. Oh my goodness. You talk about the firstborn. Now we could just do a sharing on that, but go read it. Okay. All the firstborn got smote. Now this is the adversary doing this stuff. Okay. And this is not our Heavenly Father doing it, but they're messing with the wrong people, us. And we're even greater than where they were. Because we got God in Christ. They looked for the Savior. We have the Savior in us. And if anything I need to be corrected on, Lawrence, man of God, correct me, please. Because I definitely don't want to get anything wrong. He spake and their locusts came kind of, he smote all their firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth with silver and gold. This is us now. Just think about us. This is us. Silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among their tribes. Nobody. Not their clothes, their feet. No, nobody was feeble. Egypt was glad when they departed, for fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and gave fire to give light in the night. God's still providing for them. He's given them all this and he's providing for them. The people ask, verse 40, and he brought quail and he satisfied them with the bread of heaven. 41, he opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in dry places like a river. This is where water has never run before. Okay, water was never there. They're in a desert. Okay, our Father, there's nothing. We think it's impossible. Impossible. It's possible. It's not impossible with our Heavenly Father. Nothing. Okay. And he gave, and he brought forth his people with joy. That's what I got now. I finally got joy. And his chosen with gladness. and he gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes, which is his word, and to keep his laws, which is his word of God. Praise ye the Lord. Now that's Psalm 105. You guys can read it whenever you want. But I just wanted to come on here. Hopefully this is not too long. I apologize if it is. I love you guys. I was just fired up from listening to all the teachings on the way back from Ocala. I was going through the forest today when I was talking to, like Nottingham Forest over in England. But it's called Ocala National Forest over here in Florida. And I was going there to go to a fire class. And then on the way back, I listened to all the teachings. So God bless you guys. Have a great day and love you. Looking forward to seeing you Thursday. And whoever's listening to this, don't take my word for this. Go to gracelovingtruth.com and have a little listen. Have a listen of the word of God that's out there. You know, let God guide you. Go to God first. This is what this is called, Florida Go to God First Fellowship. So I'm encouraging all my laborers out there and people that are listening for the first time or listening to go to gracelovingtruth.com and have a little listen and see, be open, be humble, be meek. Go to God and say, listen, if what they're saying is true, if what I'm hearing is right, guide me, direct me. You got to be humble. You got to be meek. Our Father never breaks our free will. So anyway, love you guys and have a great day. God bless you. God bless you. That's Becca's sign off. So I do that sometimes now because she reminds me of my daughter, Gabriella. God bless you. Love you guys.